That's learned. That's just what I learned what I did today with the high school fellows. That the Iker Mitzvah of learn is we learn to learn. We don't learn to know. They say, yeah, guy, a lot of fisher. We have here in the yeshiva a lot of fishermen, got kids that are into fishing for whatever reason. I have no idea why. Why enjoy fishing. It became a very popular sport. But they don't go fishing to catch fish. So they should have the fish. They want to catch the fish. They don't keep it. They throw the fish back. They go fishing to go fishing. So you learn to learn. You don't learn, you know, that you can catch the fish and keep the fish.
You see, it's supposed to be limud amalas lasos. Then you have to know it, don't you?
That's true. So it's amalas lasos. But according to many people, amalas lasos, anyway, we're learning things that are not nogea the maisa. So amalas lasos is that the kedusha satara will be mashpia on our brain. So many people say that that's the lasos. Because otherwise, when you learn something that's not nogea the maisa, how's that amalas lasos? You're working on a havamina of something that's not nogea. You're working on the marshal, chan, and dices. Where's the lasos? So that's
it.
It could be too. But the maisa, that's what they say a lot, that the lasos is for this kedusha satira. The Rashiri say lasos is if you're going to teach someone else. So it's also lasos. But okay. But anyway, all right, let's go. We're up to the Gemara, right? I think so. We did the Mishnah.
Yeah.
And we're up to the Gemara. We didn't do the Gemara yet, did we?
But you sent the Marmakomas for the Rosh and the Arizarua.
Okay, but let's quickly look at the Gemara. Matzapan Bifuzare Bikama. So what is a shear? Rashi says, Kama Khosha Pizur. How much is considered a pizur? Someone asked me, Akasha, why Rashi had to say that? Like, obviously, what else could the Gemara's question be? I didn't really know the answer.
It could be like a minimum quantity of pirus to find that that's even okay, I don't know. If you find like two pieces of an apple or something, so that's some like pashut hefker. It's no, it wouldn't be a shaila.
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, pashut pshat v'kama means how many? Is it 3 apples, 10 apples, 20 apples?
Yeah, so that's what Rashi the Gemara is saying.
No, pizur. It depends how spread out it is. It's lav davka the minion. Mm-hmm.
So Rashi is kama chosha pizur.
Meaning it's the ratio, not the quantity.
Okay, in other words, kama, you say, would have just meant how many apples. And now it's how many apples in the ratio. Okay, I hear. Kama. Rav Yitzchak, Kav Arba Amos, Kav and Arba Amos. So Hechidami, Idar Nefila, Fida to Venami. It's because it's Derech Nefila. Idar Chinuach, Afido Batach in Amilo. So you can Mimanashach. If it's Derech Nefila, so no matter how much it is, you can take it. And if it's Derech, Hinuach, so you can't take no matter what.
This is Mershus Arabim, right?
Yes, well, with Parshep Shot, yes. So, Rav Nachman.
Does the Gemara at this point think we're talking about Stam Netzia? Or the Gemara, no, those weird Rav Yitzchak come in with Kaab Arbamas, who's trying to enter the Mishnah? Parshep
Shot, the Gemara at this point thinks it's a Stam Netzia.
I'm saying, does Rav Yitzchak know that he's talking about Aved Midas? Does Rav Yitzchak say something?
When the Gemara says, Hey Chidami, that's not Rav Yitzchak speaking. This is Hey Chidami. The Gemara is asking Rav Yitzchak. So the Gemara did not know
Yitzchak
that.
Had a different conversation. I'm saying Rav Yitzchak had a different conversation, and the Gemara is bringing in Rav Yitzchak, and we think that he's answering that kasha, but really he was talking about something else.
But I think so, yes. Rav Yitzchak made a statement, Kama. Rav Yitzchak. Tosfos says Rav Yitzchak is the one that asked Kama. That's how Tosfos learns. Rav Yitzchak asked Kama, and Rav Yitzchak said Kaba Arba Amos. And then the Gemara is trying to understand Shana Rav Yitzchak. Hey Chidami, Iderech Mefira Fido Tuvinami, Iderech Hanocha Fido Batzer Mehachinami. And the answer is that Rav Yitzchak learned the Gemara Shanta Beidari. Tosfos says, why did Rav Yitzchak do that? Why did he learn the Mishnah Kipshuto that is derech nefila, because Rav Yitzchak holds like Abaya, the Yish Shalom Midas lo have a Yish. So why should it be Motzah Peres Mefuzarim Harei Shalom? If it's derech nefila, we should be nervous for Yish Shalom Midas. So therefore, Rav Yitzchak, the Gemara obviously didn't know that, because the Gemara says Iderech Mefila Fila Tu Benami. But the Gemara, but Rav Yitzchak out the Enes didn't want to learn Derech Mefila. That's what Taisa says, because Rav Yitzchak felt that there's a problem of Yish Shalom Midas. So therefore, he felt it could not be Derech Mefila. So therefore, he had to learn it's Derech Inuach. They say Derech Inuach Afilu Batsim Hochinami. Teretz is by Mashkanta the Beit Dari, so that there's a svar that the guy left it. So it could be that he left it, so because he was too much chircha to gather it up, so he didn't want to bother gathering it. So therefore, he knows he left it, but he left it because there's a reason, because it's too much work to gather it. Okay, that's what Taiva says. I don't know if other Rishayim agree. But David says, in other words, the Gemara asks, "Iderech lefila afilu tu benami." That's because if it's derech lefila, and the Mishnah says, "Areh shalom," so obviously the Mishnah holds the Yish Shalom Midas have a Yish. So then afilu tu benami, but we don't paskin that way. Okay, let's go further.
It's a little schwer that the Gemara is asking to leave with the Rav when everybody knows halach is like Abaye.
I hear, but it means that if it's derech chinuach, and then it's mukla from the Mishnah that Rav is right. If it's that's part of the Mimanasha. If it's Darach, I'm sorry, if it's Darach Mafila.
That's the Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis.
Right.
So you start asking away from the right.
So then you have to say that Rav is right. So then Afilu Tu Benami. Elamah, you have to say Darach Hanoch and Rav is wrong. So that's all part of the Gemara. When the word says Mefila, the word means E Derech Mefila, and Rav is right.
I mean, in other words, Rabbi, there's no reason that we should have an actual number. It should just be either Mefila or Hanacha, and that's the answer. There shouldn't be a number. Is that really right. What happened there?
Derech Mefila. So then, and obviously that means that we're holding not like Abaya, we're holding Yish Midas Have a Yish. So then, who cares how many it is? Have a Yish. And if it's Derech Hanocha, then also who cares? Because the guy's going to come back for it. Teretz says, it is Meshkanta de Beit Dari, where he might have left it on purpose. So Kaba Arba Amos and Novish Terechayu, Lo Torech In Shevino, Lo Derosi, Vishakalu. So that's too, but he's not going to, he doesn't bother to come back for it. He doesn't, so he said, it's too much work to go ahead and gather up a Kaaba Arba Amis. So it could even be when he left, he knew there was a Kaaba Arba Amis. He intentionally left it there because he's leaving the warehouse. Boshim Shad is, he saw the Kaaba Arba Amis and he didn't feel like bothering to pick it up. It's too much work. It's not worth his effort.
How come the Gemara couldn't make an akimta in Mitzia and has to go to Beit Midas? I mean, there's a certain point where a person is going to know that he dropped it, but it's heavy echves, so whatever that number is, that's here, and that's why it's harei shaloi. Why couldn't the Gemara figure it out in that oifen?
These things are not necessary. Paris are not necessary. I don't know.
But what would that have to do with Bifuzaran, though? That was the pshat in the case.
Hey, like, only a lot. They don't start making akimtas. Only a lot. I don't know.
It could have fallen off. It could have fallen off the wagon, and he didn't know about it. And it was, you know, a lot of it.
Yeah.
The Gemara later says that being heavy by the krichos, I think, says that heavy. That if it's heavy, he's going to notice right away.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So why can't the Gemara work it out the same way?
Because that's a different case.
Let me go back there. I hear. You look up the Gemara. Look at the Mefarshim. Samara says, we're moving. The idea is Hatayra, right? Idea is Hatayra. We don't care about understanding.
First Amud Rebbe, the first Amud Rebbe says that we go a little slower.
Shiva was very much against people, okay, against that. But all right, what's it? I'm going to go off on a bateau. Okay, so Rashi and our Mishnah said Yish, but the Gemara says Hefker. So there's a little, you know, there's Rashi says he's Miyayish and therefore becomes Hefker. So Poshup Shat from Rashi is he's not actively Mafker. He's just Miyayish. I don't want to bother for it. He doesn't say, therefore I'm making it. He doesn't think I'm making it Hefker. Okay, boy, Rav Zeir, Rav Yirmiya. So Rav Yirmiya has a question. Says Rav Yirmiya. So boy, Rav Yirmiya, Hatzika b'shnei Amos Mo. So this is I like this topic so much. Poshup Shat. Truth is Tavis asked the Kasha, but without we won't look at Tavis, but we'll look at Tavis. Rav Yitzchak says that Kaba Arba Amos, the guy definitely is Mafkado. Why? Because it's too much work. Chatzikav, the chatzi, mishtei amas mo. Now, poshup shat, it means chatzikav in chatzi of the area of arba amas. Right? Shtei amas means, poshup shat means 2x4.
That's, what? Why is.
Okay, that's typhus is two possibilities. But poshup shat, he just split everything in half. Chatzi kav b'shtei amos. He split the kav in half and he split the chutzer in half. That's a parshim shot. That you took the, beforehand you had a kav, now it's chatzi kav. Beforehand you had four, now you have two. So it's 2x4. So Gemara says it's on that chatzi kav b'shtei amos, that's not so much work. So that he would pick up. So what's a $1 million shaita?
If you knew about it,
yeah.
So yeah, who says he knew about it? The whole point is Derek. No,
we're saying he knows. We're saying he knows. We're saying
he knows. It's a Beit Midas.
So we're saying he knows.
Well, then he still left it. But what? Either he left it then.
I'm a Simon. It should be, you know, the ratio is exact.
In other words, if the guy by two, if Shai is saying, if by two in a chat, if the chatzikav b'shtei amos, it's not so much work, he's going to pick it up. By kav, by arba amos, it's a lot of work, he's not going to pick it up. But he should pick up half. Right? In other words, he should only be mafker half. Half he wants to come pick up. It's worth it for him to be tircha, to get a chatzikav, the grother tzad.
Only if he has the psychological reward.
To do it for a whole calf in Arba Amos, it's double the work. It's exhausting. So he's only waiting to work for a half hour and after an hour. So
psychologically, it's
a shiloh of two amos,
he's not going to be mafker. And his dad says he wants to come back and pick it up.
Right.
So when he has a calf in four amos, we should say,
that's a chatzi kav in 2x4.
Come back and pick up half.
That's a chatzi kav in 2x4. That's not a chatzi kav.
It doesn't have him, you know.
But I can't hear you.
That's a chatzi kav in 2x4.
That's right.
But the chatzi kav in 2 hours is chatzi kav by 2x2.
No, I'm under the impression. I was under
having the impression like
that chatzi kav, that it was in 2 hours means 2x4. That's what I thought. Typhus also starts out assuming like me, and then in his second answer, he says, like you, it's 2x2. Okay, that's true. The rush says it's
doesn't Tosus answer his question?
Yes, he does.
That's his whole psychological horror.
It's just an interesting question that why is it that the Gemara says there's no shaita under the sun that a calf in four amis, the guy will be mafker and he's not coming back at all, but two kavim in a chatzi amma, chatzi kav in two amma, he'll come back for it.
So, isn't it very different?
So if you're going to come back for two, for a chatzi kav and two amas, so for when there's four kavim, when there's one kav and four amas, he should come back for the chatzi kav.
How does he know how it's spread out? Over four?
I'd say it's for what it's definitely, there's at least in one of the two amas, there's at least chatzi kav. Has to be, right?
So, I think he knows it's a larger area.
So he knows that it's only one. Oh, look, he'll see which one has them more. And that's what he'll go for.
He might have to go and walk over that amount of space. He doesn't want
to
travel.
Big deal to walk over. We're not
talking about.
Come on. Arba Amis. That's not the Tirka is not walking Arba Amis. The Arba Amis is like 6 feet. It's not a big Tirka. The Tirka is bending down and picking up a flower here, a flower there, scattered. So if there's a chatzi kav in shtei amos, so he should do it. So Taivis asks Akasha, and Taivis says his first tarot, Taivis chatzi kav, kivin deleka de chatzi kav yoko, kiv sheino tarach lo ligmor. Avokav arba amos, yeshu tarach ligmor, saiko, beim ake klau. So he says the psychology, it's an amazing psychology, Avisha Musa Shmuz, that people like to get accomplished. So if he can do the whole thing, and then, you know, if the home is sacked, there's only 20 blot, so he'll finish the 20 blot, they'll finish the home is sacked. But if the home is sacked, there's 40 blot, he won't do anything. Because, I'm not going to finish anyway. So if there's only two kavim to be picked up, so he can be a responsible person and pick up the what he dropped and feel good about himself that he came back and he was responsible, so that he's going to do. But if he's anyway going to leave some, oh, so once he leaves there. Ah, so I'm a good for nothing. I'm just a shamazo. I'm too lazy to pick it up, so I'm not picking anything up. Right? It's an amazing. It's important in psychology.
Is this the same as like the Zachal who sees the whole delicious, like he's spooked by the whole Torah is too big, so he just says, I'm not doing anything at all?
A similar idea, yes. You know, there's if you're feeling you get overwhelmed, so then you just quit. So here it's not even a chiv, it's yourself, it's your own thing, but it's too much. It's too much to do. I'm not doing anything. So that's it's better sometimes to have bite-sized pieces. Okay. Anyway, so let's go weiter. Oh, then where it says, "Kavayim mishmon amis mo." So here also, Pasha is doubling the amounts the other way. Instead of having the amounts, you're doubling the amounts. Kavayim ba'amis amay shem denavet shechayu koshken kavayim mishmon amis. Because it's too much work. Forget that was because it wasn't chashiv.
Is the Marvitz sad that psychologically a person might get like spooked by the number of pieces to pick up, but would get less spooked by the size, or vice versa?
I don't know. It sounds like it
seems like why the Magar are making a separate. The latter two bites, you just replace the quantity as the tircha with the size of the thing as the tircha. It's like why is that a separate question?
Okay, I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna go back to I don't know. I can't answer. I smeared it. Okay, so let's go to the rush. So the Gemara comes out that it's a teiku. So the $1 million shayla here is, what do we do? Halacha lemaisa. No, it's a taiko. So what do you do?
Isn't that the Torah?
What?
What about the regular din Torah?
I can't hear you. What?
Isn't that your Dias HaTorah?
Yeah, everything's your Dias HaTorah. But
we're involved in Limud HaTorah.
Okay, but this is Limud HaTorah too. It's Alumna Shashina. It's not Nogeya, because I don't have a what's it called, a mashkanta d'midari next to my house. And I don't think I ever found Kaaba Arba Amis in Paris.
It's so like outside of Walmart when they had two shopping carts have a collision and the stuff all over the ground.
Right. The shayla, I can hear a high school kid saying, Rebbe, the shayla is never going to happen to me. Why am I learning this? Parents is it's Yediyas HaTorah. Even Yediyas HaTorah doesn't have to be no data mindset either. Yediyas HaTorah is just so you should have Torah knowledge in your brain. But it's definitely not no for no data mindset. It's a lumda shashayda. What do you do when you have a suffix? So this is Yediyas HaTorah, but it's even more than Yediyas HaTorah, it's a Limud HaTorah. Because it gets into the svara. So let's see. Boy, Rabbi Yerma. Chatzi, Shabbos. Excuse me. So Tosis argues, the Rush argues with Tosis, which happens with Tosis' second Terence. He doesn't like our Musar Hashka, you know, with the guy is psychological. So he says, like a lot of the guys thought of, that it's Shtei Amis or Shtei Amis. That's where they got it from. Maybe they read the Rush. So the Zutar B'Mamim, Zutar B'Tairach. So what's the Shiding? And likewise, Kavai Meches Amis Al Ches Amis. Right, you know, the Novish B'Mamim, Novish B'Tairach. So that's how they, so then if you say like that, then our whole Musar Shmuz doesn't begin. Kav Shum Shum Ned, Medal Amis, Chashibi, Novish Shirchayim. Says the Rosh, even though if she does fake the rice of the chumra, the chai of the hakus. So without getting into it, but the Orzeruah Nagos Hashri says lo yito, v'mnota lo yachzer, v'muna chashav yo. So the question, a few questions. First question is, the Rush doesn't discuss whether Yito or Lo Yito. What does the Rush hold on the Shaida of Yito or Lo Yito?
He's saying Chai V'Hachriz. What does that mean?
Well, does that mean Chai V'Hachriz if you're Yito, but the Chatzchila, you shouldn't be Yito?
Right.
Or does he mean Chai V'Hachriz and therefore you should be Yito?
Well, why don't we say Suffolk Yinuach Lo Yito?
I'm asking you.
So I would say lo yito.
Yeah, so you would say that the Rush agrees at lo yito. And when the Rush says chayv lahachris, he means only if you took it already.
Right.
Even though he doesn't say it. You know, the Rush leaves out an important point. He leaves out what to do. Now the Orzeh rule discusses lo yito. The Rambam also discusses lo yito, and the Rush left it out. But okay, sometimes that happens. He left it out. That's what you're saying. The Rush.
Isn't there a suffic mitzvah deraisa of a Shabbos aveda here? So therefore, I shouldn't. Is a suffic if it's an aveda midas or not aveda midas, right?
So Pashup shot. Let's stop to think about that. Who's talking here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is that true what you said? Is there a suffik a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda? You're walking down the street, right? You didn't pick it up yet, right? Now you have a suffik. What's the two stadim? One side is that the guy was miyai, it was mafker. He decided he doesn't want to come back. The other side is what?
It's not a Veda Midas. He left it there. I don't know. He forgot about it. I don't know.
So where's your mitzvah Hashavas Aveda? On which side is there a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda?
He forgot to come back and take it.
What?
Who said he forgot to come back?
He didn't forget to come back.
Maybe somebody else will take it.
What? But they decided to leave it there.
If someone takes it in between, so therefore you have to, therefore should mitzvah Shabbat Sabbath. Yeah.
But one second. The owner left.
He's coming back, right?
Right. We're talking about the owner saw it because Parshat Shad is the owner sees it. So either he decided, it's too much work to gather it, I'm not bothering. Or he decided, no, I want it. I just right now, I don't have the time. I'm going to come back later. Okay. So either way, it's not an Aveda. If he was mafkerit, it's surely not an Aveda. It doesn't mean he's mafkerit. And if he decided he'll come back later, so the guy says he's going to come back later, you're not allowed to. That's not Aveda.
Even if something might happen to it?
Because that was his decision. He knew that.
Doesn't mean
he knew that, and he decided to leave it.
Because he had to take care of what he had to take care of.
So he wants to leave it. He's taking the gamble. You're not supposed to go ahead. If he's ready to take the gamble, they're taking the gamble. Where do you come to go ahead and be the good Sumerian and against what he wanted? He wanted to take a gamble. He wanted to leave it there. He'll come back later.
I'm not asking a question.
I'm just arguing with Shmuel because it's a mitzvah gedayla to argue with Shmuel Tamid, right? So I'm arguing with him. That he said that he's supposed, it's a suffix aveda. So I'm saying, Poshib Shad, I don't see
an Aveda.
Aveda. Where is there a Safek Aveda? Mimanasha. If the guy.
Safek Yeush.
Mafker Midas, so it's not Aveda.
Right.
If the guy left it on purpose, it's also not an Aveda. So where is there a Safek Aveda?
Right. The Safek and then the Murakama, where he still owns it or not.
The Safek, whether he's Mafker it, that's true. But I don't see a Safek. I don't see a sign that it's an Aveda.
Correct.
It could be. There is a mitzvah to not sell somebody else's money. That's first of all. Second of all, is a mitzvah you have to wear as a
kibbutz. I need a yodea. If the owner leaves something in a place and he wants to take a gamble, right? He's taking a gamble. He leaves his umbrella in the middle of the street in a not such a safe place, but he wants an umbrella there, and he says, okay, he's taking a gamble. So you're going ahead and say, I'm going to be matzo his money. I don't know. If you're allowed to be smarter than the owner. The owner doesn't want it, doesn't care. He's ready to take the gamble. So you're going to move it. He doesn't want you to move it. Take care. Poshib shot is by you moving it, you're causing him a chisarin. Because Pashas, the guy don't have a simon here. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's some possibility that.
What's Pshat Chayv Lahakris then?
I don't know, but Parshat Pshat is no Simon. So there's Parshat Pshat is no Simon. Maybe there's Simon Markham. I don't know. Parshat Pshat is no Simon.
What's John the Rush then?
I don't know. Just say, well, good problems. So, but you're taking it. You're not helping the guy. You're hurting the guy. He definitely might not have a Simon. Sometimes he doesn't have a Simon. So you're going ahead and he left it here. He left it here with Das to come back. Now you go ahead as a good Samaritan, you take it, and now he has no way of getting it back. Yeah, who says it did that? That's not a helpful thing.
Wait, isn't it possible that he forgot after he meant to come back and that he forgot that he meant to come back?
It's possible, but how do you know?
You don't, but Rufa.
So I don't know what you're supposed to do. If it's a possibility. And maybe he forgot. I mean, I don't know. Why should we assume such a thing? We know he left it on purpose. We're assuming he left. If he's mafker, then it's mutter. So the whole time we're assuming he left it on purpose. So why should we think he forgot? That he forgot. There's no indication that he forgot.
Let's say it was bigger than a kav and arba amos. Then what would what should a person do, Rebbe? It's bigger than a kav. It's more than a kav and arba amos. What should a person do? They see it now. It's their turn. What should they do at that point? Pasha, just leave it.
So, don't worry, macros it. I would say personally, just like the Orza Rua says, lo yito. I would say lo yito because the assumption is
it'll come back.
The Baal left it on purpose. The Baal left it on purpose. He's planning on coming back. He's planning on coming back. Why should you take it? You're messing the guy up.
No, that's not a bad idea.
He definitely wants you to go ahead. He wants to come back. We know for sure he's going to come. So he's going to come back.
No, we don't know for sure.
By more than Kavin, more in Arba Amis. By more than Kavin Arba Amis. That was the question.
Oh, I thought these old Shilas of the take.
No, it is. He was just asking me what would happen in that case.
Oh, of course you can keep it.
What?
Of course you can keep it. He's not going to come back for it.
You can't take it. It's more than a Kavin Arba Amis.
That's right.
So then you're not supposed to take it.
Right. Okay. More than Kav, right.
That's Rashi says that also. Asid Lachzer v'litlan, no?
Yeah.
So therefore you shouldn't take it. So on the tzad suffix, so Parshim Shad is, Parshim Shad, even though Rashi, the Rush, doesn't say that he agrees with the we have this argument. We're having this argument. And I had the same argument with someone in the Mashir that the question is, the Orza Rua says, lo yito. The Rush doesn't say lo yito.
So the Rush also doesn't say chayav lachri. It says
yemuna.
The Rush also says yemuna.
So that for sure there's a machlokes.
Okay.
There's definitely a machlokes in the second set. That the Rush says chayav lachri and the Orza Rua does not hold chayav lachri. It's just yemuna. That for sure is a machlokes. I know there's a machlokes between the Rush and the Orza Rua, that the whether it's Chayv Lahakris or not Chayv Lahakris. According to the Orza Rua, you have to do Yemunach, but you're not Chayv Lahakris. And according to the Rush, you're Chayv Lahakris.
When the Mishnah says Chayv Lahakris, right? So doesn't that mean that you have to pick it up and return it? If the Rush meant something else, shouldn't you have told us that?
Yes, but the thing is like this. It depends where. In most of the cases of the Mishnah, it was a Vaday Aveda. So of course you're supposed to pick it up. But here, it only becomes the Aveda.
I mean, meaning that the Rush meant like up. Right. If the Rush meant like you're saying though, then he should have told us that, right? If he's just saying B'chei Vakras.
Okay, I understand.
It sounds like he's just going with the regular case of the Mishnah.
But just for the sake of clarity, in other words. You're right that the lashon is funny in the Rush. I agree. Parshas when Svara is in every other case in the Mishnah, even before you pick it up, it's an Aveda because the guy dropped it. The case of Moos Mefuzarim, the guy dropped the money. So, of course, when a guy dropped the money, so of course, it's a
Aveda.
It's an Aveda. So, if Lo Yitzer is a Simon, so you're chayv lahachris. You're chayv to pick it up in lahachris. But over here, the guy didn't drop it. He left it on purpose. So if either he was mafkir it or he's planning on coming back, I'm assuming you're not supposed to take it. If the guy leaves something with plans to come back, so you're taking it, you're not doing him a favor.
The Rach said that.
I remember once I was diving at the Koto and I took off my glasses and I left it on my shtender and I was davening and some big Baal Chesed took the glasses off the shtender. He found an Aveda of the glasses on the shtender. You know, thanks a lot. You know, I couldn't find my glasses. You know, that was a very thank you. You know, because he found the shtender glasses on the shtender. I had my eyes closed. You know, he took my shtender glasses. Yeah. You know, that's not a Shabbos doing a chesed. The guy, if the person's ready to do to leave it there, you don't take it. So I would assume, but Chaim Gordon is right. It says chayv lahakris. You only chayv lahakris is if an aveda. So I would say that it becomes an aveda after you take it. I would say like this: when the guy left it on purpose, it's not an aveda. And there's no mitzvah hashava. You're supposed to leave it there. But it's now that you went ahead, I got bummed and an idiot, and you picked it up, and now the poor Biden, it's an aveda. He comes back and says, "Where's my thing?
Why would the guy pick it up though? I don't understand. I thought we said that this is not valuable."
Didn't the rush leave out like a critical like
the guy a favor? That's right, guy. The guy.
I thought you only picked it up because you're mechayev to.
No, he picked it up because he thinks he's doing him a favor. He thinks.
Yeah, and if you read the rush, you think you're doing a mitzvah by picking it up also.
That's right. Look, the guy read the rush.
But shouldn't the rush like write a little more clearly, even for a reason? Like the Rach says, like, so hilkach lo shakil. Like that sounds, you know, very good directions.
I understand. So this is a question that we're having. This everybody disagrees with me. The truth is, I don't know. I'm just having making fun to argue. I don't know. That's $1 million shot. Logically, we have a steer here between logic versus Lashon. That's what's really happening. So I don't know. Lashon is definitely mashma that the Rush argues with the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah says, lo yito. And the Rush, who didn't say lo yito, just says chayv lahakris. So it's mashma he holds that you should be yito. That is 100% true. The Lashon of the Rush is mashma that he's arguing with the Or Zeruah and he holds yito. But logically, why the Chayav, the Or Zeruah is right. If it's the guy definitely didn't lose it, it's only two choices. Either it was aveda midas, or he left it on purpose to come back later. So I said, well, maybe he forgot to come back. But mehichitesi, to assume such a maybe. Why should you assume? If he left it on purpose, he's going to come back. So why should you assume he forgot about it? You have no indication. Tom, you assume it on your own that the guy forgot it. So parship shot is, you shouldn't take it. If he was mafka, you could take it, but then you don't have to be, but you don't have to, you can keep it. But on the whole reason why you can't keep it, because maybe he left it. But if he left it, you shouldn't take it. So why would the Rush hold? Excuse me, you're allowed to take it. So I don't know. I need all your
there. Is there a
Safek
Gezel here?
We do nothing.
I remember there's a Safek Gezel, but the heard that's not what the Rush is talking
about. Only if you picked it up in the first place.
Yeah, because the heard the Rush is talking about, you know, Chayiv Lahakris. Lahakris, you're not Machris for Gezel. There's no din Hakroza by Gezel. Hakroza is only by Aveda. So when the Rosh says Chayiv Lahakris, that means that it's Aveda. So when the Rosh says Savik Deraisa L'chumra and Chayiv Lahakris, he means Savik Deraisa L'chumra as the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. He's not discussing the mitzvah of L'sigzo. Now maybe that also
Right, but Mela, I have that lock. So how could I possibly hold on to it once I took it?
Because that's the Maisa. That's not what the Rosh says. The Rosh says Chayiv Lahakris as a Heshiv as Exeda. It doesn't say Chayiv Lahakris as Lo Sigzo, or even.
Could you combine the two Sfeikos of like
so Pashut that we did a Kuntres and Sfeikos. And our love that Lo Sigzo is not a regular full fledged Isser as far as Suffolk. What
is it Shaykh to combine like both elements of the Suffolk independently? So like there's a Suffolk whether or not he's Mafker, and there's a Suffolk whether or not he's gonna come back, right?
Yeah.
Then technically it's 50-50 that he's not mafkir, so then you should be Meshav because there's a 50% chance he's not coming back, even though
I don't know. I don't think you can do what you just did.
Why not?
I don't know. You gotta go. It don't sound kosher.
Because so of course, it might be he might not be mafkir. He might not be coming back. So therefore, v'salam to him is like is shayach, because that's the state of his money is that it might be his and he might not be coming back, even if they usually would be go together.
I don't know.
It is shayach. He forgot.
If there's only two possibilities, and in both,
but it's definitely shayach. No, also. But it's he could have forgotten too. We wouldn't make a tzad out of that by itself. But once you already have, they're both sfeikos are in place. So then maybe just say like, look, at the end of the day, it could be, it might not be mafkir and it might not be coming back. So therefore, maybe you should be something the rice of the mishav.
Okay, I need to know you're there. Let us go further.
This is regular tzad according to the Arzurua that if I do pick it up, I could keep it all to Moshe Michavel of Araya.
No, there was a rule that says clearly you have to be Yaimuna
Kachiavaniyo. But now I picked it up. What might say I picked it up?
There was a rule that says, Im Nata lo Yaksev Yaimunua
Kachiavaniyo. Yeah, Kachiavaniyo.
Everybody says it. The only one who says not like that is the Rambam. Now, there are three opinions here. There's two shayas, whether you should pick it up or not. So we do not know. The Rambam and the Or Zeruah both say you shouldn't pick it up. The Rush, we don't know. Everybody's screaming at me that the Rush apparently argues and says you should pick it up, and I am skeptical. Okay, that's one shaida. Now we have another shaida. What happens if you do pick it up? So there seems to be three opinions. The Rush says Yachris. There's a mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. Your Zeruah says, Yehimunach. And the Rambam says, you can keep it. Okay, those are 3 days if you actually picked it up. Right? We didn't do the Rambam yet, but that's what they say. The Rambam says, if you actually picked it up, you can keep it.
I don't have the Arzuru in front of me. The Arzuru says that, and if you pick it up, you should put it back down. I've never heard of
it. Not put it back
down. Oh, Yehimunach.
So the Arzurua, do you have a rush?
I don't have, I'm driving, but I'm saying I did see the rush.
Oh,
I did see
you're driving. Okay.
I saw
you drop it off at the local base teams like a Himunach box.
The rush, the Arzurua, which is I didn't see the Arzurua inside. The Arzurua, the tzaddik, I didn't see inside. The Arzurua is being quoted by the Hagos Ashri. So I didn't see the Arzurua. But the Hagos Ashri says, Lo Yito, Pimnota Lo Yachser, but rather Yemuna Chachiyavaniyo. So the Arzurua is clearly saying you're not allowed to keep it. Both the Rambam, the Rush, and the Arzurua say you can't keep it. They only argue what you're supposed to do. The Arzurua says you do nothing. You put it in the Yemuna Chachiyavaniyo back.
Why can't you return it, though?
What?
Why can't you return it?
You don't have to return it.
But then what good does it do sitting in the Yemuna then?
Yeah, what do you
mean? Your lack of apikarev. What happens if Eddie Yoh another comes? Then you might get it, right?
No, okay, but
People really get a cure to like dig up
give it
old,
to the
like,
guy
from Yemuna.
And when Eddie
Yoh another
comes, it's too late. You gave it to him.
Yeah, but at least
if you put in the Yemuna,
at least you'll have some
points. When Eddie Yoh another comes, you know, then he'll clarify, and it might be yours, and you can keep it. If you want to go ahead and give it to the guy and be generous and say, listen, it's a suffix, whether it's mine, suffix if it's yours. I don't want it lying around my house because I don't have patience for waiting for the yoke. It's taking up too much space. So I'll tell you what, I'll give it to you, and you keep it. I'm sure you're allowed to do that according to the Arzur rule. You're not mechuyev to be yemei munachachi over the yoke. You can give it to the guy. But you're allowed to be Yemunah.
Can I clarify something about Machnash Devezari? This is all within Machnash Devezari, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is that one guy owning his own granary? Or that's a public granary?
Doesn't say. Parship Shad is it's a public granary.
If it was his own thing, so then you can't have him see in your own property.
Parship Shad, it's a public area where a public park. Where
look, so a lot of owners can come and do their grain. So yes. Why would a guy leave it? He's stupid.
I don't need a lot of stupid people in the world. That's not a kasha.
Maybe he couldn't fit in a sack. Maybe he had one sack.
That's it's odd. It's odd as either he was mafker or he
was a very big machnashed vidari.
He wasn't mafker, means he had intention to come back for it.
Maybe was it? Maybe he didn't have enough room in his sack. He's only able to transport so much at one time. Yeah,
maybe he had a doctor's appointment. He had a rush. Maybe he had to go to the bathroom. I don't know. It could be a lot of things. His daughter was getting married. He's late for the chasana.
It makes a big nafkamina and a halacha.
His wife would shoot him if he comes home late for supper. Lots of reasons for people, even though he was in a rush and he had no time to pick it up. Someone else might take it. He's taking a gamble. What can you do?
I understand. If it's a private machnash dvedori, then the rush is right. You can't take it. Nobody can take it.
Okay, but they know it's
the guy has a muksak. But if it's a public area, like
it's a private.
There's no muksak.
Is this argument a din in teku argument, or is it an argument local over here? Now, is this a big argument in the way we deal with teku? So it's nothing to do with this case over here. Everybody's arguing this case. Nothing with the case. It's tamuzi. Every teku in shas. Here's the shiloh. Is that the way we're looking at it?
It depends what. It depends which argument. The argument between the Rambam and the Or Zeruah, whether it's Yehei Munach or you can keep it, is an argument in all shots. But the argument between the Rush and the Or Zeruah, whether it's Yachris or Lo Yachris, is only an argument over here. Because Yachris is only a din by Hashavas Aveda. So the argument between the Rush and the Or Zeruah is only in a situation where there's a possibility to be Aveda. Do we consider it Aveda or don't we consider it Aveda? In the Rambam and the Or Zeruah, neither of them are considering an Aveda. So then it's a Shas Shat Machlokes.
Rabbi the Meiri goes through both Shitas. Sounds like they're like, he says, first he says that V'afa Pisha in V'ham,
The first is the Chayv L'Hachris, sounds
like that's the Rosh Hashitah. And then he says the building Machaber says no. Contrary to this, say yeah, which might it could be that maybe he holds like that you don't want to maybe leave it in a place that someone could get a.
Okay, let me look. So let me get a mirror. 1 second.
He's saying that it's a makam is a simon.
He says such a line. It could be like it's a place where whoever was saying before that it's not going to stay in the place in the Machnash Vidari that you left it. So you want to save it.
No, but the guy left it there on purpose. Let me see. What's it, Debbie Amasco?
It's on page Mem in like the Shita's version of the Meiri.
Yeah.
It says it starts the paragraph starts Kvabi Arnu Bemishna Shim Naflu Loperos.
Yeah.
It's on the right column, like a little bit down. And then like in the middle of that paragraph, he talks about this.
In Derech Hanoch Haim. Afilo Muad Shemuad Chai Lachris. Bab Shemem Simon, Trey, Bechom Mokom, Geshkam Simon Mokom, Who Mokom Shemem Sina Sigago, which is the Yahoo Shane Regina of the Mamma Sina Shams.
He's not talking in the case of a Suffolk.
Right. He's saying that even when it says, even Derech Inuach, you should be Yachris.
Yeah, but Lafiza in a suffix, then the suffix is going to be whether versus keep it or Chayv L'Hachris, not Luito.
Right, but so I'm not sure. Did the Rush hold of that? That's very radical.
And also,
by a suffix, he knew if you're supposed to be Machris.
Well, the Miri like brings in the Luito Shito as a contrast to this. So now that is Mashma that he. No, that is that. This is the Sheet of the Rush, or at least that Riri's grasping it that way.
Yeah, Riri Rush.
In the next paragraph, he seems to be saying clearly, like the Rambam. Linyan Tua, the last two lines of that paragraph.
Yeah.
Why can he keep it according to the Rambam?
Why could or couldn't?
Why can he keep it? What's the svara?
Yeah,
at this point, he's a muhzak. Maybe at this point, he becomes a muhzak, and the muhzak paskens it or something like that. Maybe.
Yeah, okay. I have to read the Miri more carefully. Okay, anyway, as far as the, that's just before. So we don't know. I don't know whether the Rush holds whether Yito or Lo Yito. I was assuming the Rush holds Lo Yito. You want to prove that I'm wrong, that the Rush holds Yito. Okay, I'm not convinced yet. But maybe. What's the machlokes between the Rush and the Orz Ruah? So the Chaira, the machlokes is whether this is Aved or not. The Orz Ruah holds, like I was telling Shmuel Max, that there's no Aveda here, because Mimonashach is not an Aveda. And it's sad that he was Mafkir, it's not Aveda. And on the sad that he put in Midas, it's not an Aveda. So why should there be a Chi of Yachris? Even on Geneva, there's no Chi of Yachris by Geneva. There's only Chi of Yachris by Aveda. But if it's a Savek Hinuach, so it's not an Aveda. There's two stardom. Either he was Mafker, if he's Mafker, it's not an Aveda. Or it's Hinuach, it's also not an Aveda. So NMI, you shouldn't take it because maybe it's Hinuach and you're over Gezo. But there's no Aveda. So why should it be Yachris?
A Geneva or Gazela, you don't do machriz, you have to return it.
So you don't have to be machriz.
What?
You don't have to be machriz. The Lashon Chayav Machriz is only a Dimbayach. Vedim. If I steal something and I don't know whose it is, I don't know. It says you're Machriz.
I don't have a
Chayav
to try to find it.
I don't think you use the Lashon Chayav Machriz.
Isn't Achraza a very specific thing? That has like specific halachas how to do achrazah, like you go to the shuk and you have to do like 3 days in a row or something.
You want to say, chayev to figure out whose it is. I don't know, but chayev la'achrez sounds like it's an aveda. So I would say that the machlokes Rashi and the Orz Ruah is very nice. The Rush and the Orz Ruah is that the Orz Ruah holds that this is mimanashach not an aveda. Mimanashach not an aveda. There's no chiyuv to go ahead and to be machriz. The Rush holds that once a guy took it, it becomes transformed into an aveda. So even though it didn't start out as an aveda, it becomes an aveda. And therefore you're chayv lahachriz. Maybe.
What's making it the aveda if it's still, either it's gezel or it's hefker?
Yeah.